global economy, to a constantly evolving geopolitical landscape, cyber threats, increasing market disruptions caused by born digital organizations and the rise of AI-enabled technologies, and attracting, retaining, and reskilling talent, there are many pressing challenges on the minds of board members and executives. This is Kevin Donahue with Protiviti. According to the Executive Perspectives on Top Risks for 2020 study from the NC State University ERM Initiative and Protiviti, the overall global business context is somewhat less risky in 2020 compared to the last year, but significant concerns still abound. I recently spoke with Mark Beasley and Jim Deloach about the notable findings from their latest global study. Mark is Professor of Enterprise Risk Management and Director of the ERM Initiative at Poole College of Management and NC State University. Jim is a Managing Director with Protiviti and head of the firm's Global Thought Leadership Program. He also is a member of Protiviti's Solutions Leadership Team.
Mark, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And Jim.
Nice to be here. Thank you, Kevin.
Mark, to get us started here, why don't you give us an overview of our annual study and the responses that we collected this year?
Sure. This is our eighth year to be partnering with Protiviti to conduct this study on what the executive perspectives of top risks are for 2020, and I'm excited that this year we had a record number of participants responding to the survey, with 1,063 executives from all over the globe giving us their perspectives of what they see on the horizon for 2020. Each year that we've done this, we've conducted in a very consistent approach, where we've identified a number of risks related to macroeconomic issues, strategic issues, and operational issues, and asked executives to respond to those risks as they think about their organizations for 2020. And I'm excited that, again, we had over 1,000 participants, and it's at the C-suite level. So it's board members, CEOs, CFOs, chief risk officers, and other C-suite executives giving their perspective on these macroeconomic, strategic, and operational issues. And so each year we ask them about 30 different risks, and we have the ability to compare results across years, which gives us some real good insights on the nature of how risk may be shifting across perspective, and we're able to slice and dice it a number of ways, and we can touch on that in a minute if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, that would be great, Mark. In fact, I know we will. So, Jim, looking at our top 10 risk issues, on the surface, we see a lot of what we call operational risk issues in play, succession challenges, competing against born digital companies, resistance to change. So, again, on the face of it, seems like operational risk issues dominate, but I know there's a bigger story to tell there. So what is that?
Well, we've noticed that our survey results have emphasized the importance of these operational issues. We had 6 this year in the top 10. We had 7 last year. But I think if we look underneath the findings on the surface, we find that these operational issues have strategic underpinnings, Kevin, meaning that they may present multiple considerations in strategy setting or may be perceived as a threat to the successful execution of the strategy. So it's possible that these strategic considerations are on the minds of executives that rate these particular issues. So this is really much more than just thinking about the day-to-day blocking and tackling within the business. And I'll give you an example. You mentioned succession challenges as an example of an operational risk. And yes, traditionally, getting the right people and positioning them to be successful, that's typically viewed as kind of an operational concern. But when you think about the concerns related to attracting and retaining talent that can take the business forward in the business age, while that may be operational in nature, it has strategic implications. A digital savvy leadership team supported by the requisite digital expertise is a strategic imperative. And without it, companies will have a difficult time articulating a coherent and compelling vision that will attract the talent needed to act on that vision and remain competitive. So I think when you look underneath and see how we describe each of these operational issues, the risk statements, we can't help but conclude that there are strategic underpinnings to the executives and directors who are rating these operational matters of significant impact and concern in our survey results.
That's a great rundown. Thanks, Jim. So, Mark, let me ask you about some other themes that stand out in our top 10 global risk issues for 2020. One of these is talent and culture. I know Jim just touched on this a little bit, but I found it interesting that so many of these risks do touch on that area. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's interesting when you look at the top 10, as Jim just described, and you know, a number of them are in the operational sort of risk area, but as he talked about, they have a strategic implication. One of the things that we've observed in that top 10, too, is this theme of talent and dealing with attracting the right kinds of people to the organization have a strategic impact as well as an operational impact. And so when you start looking at the kinds of risk issues, I think one of the important things of looking at the top 10 is to start recognizing how risk could be interconnected. So in the talent and culture sort of dimension, we have four risks in the top 10 that are touching on talent and culture. The third risk in our top 10 is the concerns related to succession challenges and the ability to attract and retain that top talent and the leadership of the organization. And what's interesting about that is we saw that issue and concern across all different size cuts of the data, except for the very, very largest entities. But the other entities all put this in their top five list. And then related to that is the concern about talent more from the adoption of digital kinds of technologies, that as we see that, you know, the rapid embrace of technology and innovation, what more and more I think executives are realizing is we've got to have a new type of skill and talent among our existing employees to really be able to take advantage of a lot of these technologies, that the talent and skill levels that we needed in the past may not be what we need to really be able to take advantage and get the strategic sort of leveraging out of these new technologies that are emerging. So from a talent perspective, you got the leadership at the top and succession challenges, and then that ability to apply these emerging technologies and really get the benefit of that from requiring a new type of talent. Then when you look at it from a culture perspective, which obviously is related to your talent, two other risks pop up in the top 10, and that is the concern about just an overall resistance to change in the organization. And you sort of tie that into my earlier comments about emerging technologies. In so many cases, to really take advantage of these new technologies, we're going to have to change how we think, how we operate, and our business models need to change. But when there's that cultural resistance to embrace that change, slow movers could be sort of left behind if their workforce is really not buying into the need for that change and sometimes maybe not making the changes fast enough as compared to competitors. And so that resistance to change culturally could be a real concern. And then the other culture issue in the top 10 is one that ties into thinking about risk. This one particularly catches my eye in that there's the overarching concern among executives in risk, the eighth risk in our top 10, that their organization's culture may not be sufficiently encouraging the timely identification and escalation of risk concerns to those at the very top, including the board. So culturally, there's a resistance or reluctance perhaps to elevate risk. It could be they don't understand the process to elevate, or it could be they are afraid of sort of the penalty of if they're the ones elevating a risk, how that's going to be received. So in that top 10, we've got four that have a talent culture theme, and I think it's important for us to sort of recognize that overarching sort of umbrella effect of those.
Thanks, Mark. And Jim, that's a great segue into my next question for you, which is on the second theme, which I think really ties closely into what Mark was talking about, which is technology and innovation. We see a lot of that in our top 10 risk issues as well. What are you seeing there?
Well, I think the technology and innovation theme, you know, it interrelates with the talent and culture theme that Mark just articulated. With respect to technology and innovation, three of our top 10 risk have applications related to the organization's ability to embrace and manage technology and innovation. So, for example, the fourth rated risk relates to the ability of existing operations and our legacy IT systems and infrastructure and digital capabilities to make the necessary adjustments to compete and win against competitors who are either foreign digital or low-cost providers or have superior operating business models. And that, you know, that nimbleness that is implied with that risk statement, it relates as well to what Mark was talking about in terms of resistance to change. Regulatory concerns also surface in this conversation, as regulation can affect companies' ability to innovate, transform their business models. And so we think that the fact that regulatory risk is viewed as a significant concern, it goes way beyond whether or not it's a compliant check-the-box question. It's really more of a question of how is regulation and the potential for regulatory change and regulatory scrutiny going to impact our ability to innovate and compete. And how do we balance that in a responsible and ethical way? I think that comes out. Another couple of risks that are related to technology and innovation is, of course, the cyber threats and the concerns with respect to privacy and information security issues. These continue to be in our top 10, and they represent significant concerns that must be addressed as companies innovate and embrace new digital technologies, which creates more of a moving target for addressing cyber threats and privacy. I think when you look at these two overarching themes, talent and culture and technology and innovation, they are interconnected. And I think, Mark, given that the combined inability to attract and retain the right talent and ensure the appropriate culture is in place, that may negatively affect what the organization's ability to execute increasingly complex strategies for navigating the marketplace and how quickly things are changing.
Thanks, Jim. As Jim just noted, regulatory change and scrutiny is the top risk issue as identified in our study. But a close second are economic conditions and creating an environment of uncertainty, perhaps. I wanted to have you speak to that a little bit. What effect does this uncertainty have on organizations, and how are they addressing this as a risk issue?
Yeah, it was interesting this is our eighth year to conduct the survey. The first 6 years, economic conditions were a top concern, naturally back to closer to the financial crisis several years ago. But then last year, it fell out of our top 10. Now, it didn't fall far. It fell to number 11. This year, though, it is interestingly zoomed back to the number 2 position. So it's sort of gone back to where it was for most of the first several years we did this, which, as we look at what's happening in the market, just a lot of uncertainty and a lot of people thinking perhaps we're toward the end of this great market that we've been experiencing. And so that's affecting, I think, how they're looking into the future for 2020 and just concerned and potentially a little bit hesitant in some ways to make some significant investments if they think that the economy may be a little strained as we get into the future. What's interesting is we saw this economic concern really bubbling into the top five list of risks for every industry group. Well, I should say four of our six industry groups. So it's usually, I mean, it's coming across in a number of different industries. And I think a lot of organizations are trying to sort of think through what might that have as far as implications for how we're going to make some strategic investments for 2020 and maybe beyond, and I think are maybe applying a little more caution than they did, say, a year ago based on their concerns about the economy.
Yeah, I think that, you know, consistent with what Mark was saying, what we see year to year in our study, I mean, you could go ahead and focus on the critical indicators, economic indicators, and we all know of some of the slowdown that's occurring in the global economy. But our survey results focus on what these business leaders see going forward over the next year. And perceptions of economic concerns are real. They're like a swinging pendulum, as they can change quickly over a relatively short period of time as new developments transpire. And I think it's interesting that concerns about the overall economy was the top risk concern for business, for board members, for CEOs, CFOs, and CIOs. They made it to the top five list for seven of the eight regions of the world that we analyzed this year. And only North American-based organizations did not rate the risk as a top five concern for 2020. And I think that particular finding, Mark, resonates with what a lot of people see in the marketplace today.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you consider what's happening in Europe and the continued sort of uncertainty related to Brexit, but then here, just the, well, everywhere, concerns about tariff and trade, all that is beginning, it's affecting how people, I think, are thinking, and just is creating some uncertainty, not knowing which way it's going to land in some cases.
And I might add just one last thing, Kevin. We really appreciate the opportunity to work closely with our colleagues at North Carolina State University EIM Initiative. It's just been a real pleasure to do this for 8 years, and we are so excited to see the level of global participation this year. It is really a real threshold for us to hit, and we're looking forward to doing this in the future. Thanks.
And well, thank you, Jim. Let me add one thing. We're extremely excited to be partnering with Protiviti on this. And what I think is most rewarding, and I want to mention this to the listeners, is how we're hearing this report is being used by so many organizations. I just continually get comments from people who are leading the risk thinking in their organization saying how helpful it is to get this report, really as a benchmark that their processes of thinking about risk in their organization, they're using the analysis here really as a completeness check. You know, what risk might they be missing that other executives are thinking about? And so I just highlight that as an opportunity for people listening to the podcast here to realize how this can be a helpful tool to them. And that's why we're doing it, is to really just provide help and thought leadership in this area.
Mark, Jim, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening today. You can find our full report, executive summary, breakouts by industry, executive position, and region, and much more from this study, the Executive Perspectives on Top Risks for 2020, at erm.ncsu.edu. and Protiviti.com/top risks.